Normal West has become the latest inner-city school to put its chess program on the map. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, three of the top chess programs in Bloomington Normal all have one thing in common. Garrett Scott helped them get there.
Garrett Scott started learning to play chess from his older brother at the ripe age of four.
I'd move the pieces around for him. He would regularly checkmate me. But I did get some things going in terms of losing probably hundreds of games, but I did learn the moves.
Scott says his brother would let him win occasionally, and by the third grade, the younger sibling was good enough to play chess against his peers. Now, seven decades later, Scott has led a third Twin Cities High School program to success in chess. After earlier stints at Bloomington High School starting in the 1960s and later at U High in Normal, where he led the Pioneers to a state title in 1999, he's helping build the chess program from scratch at Normal West. The Wildcats took 10th place at the state finals in Peoria earlier this month. That was West's third straight finish among the best chess squads in Illinois. West also took first at the recent state coaches tournament. Scott is modest about the program's success.
I would not really call it a lead. I would say it was among the very good and that other schools are aware of us.
Scott shares coaching duties with Vicki Kafer. She handles much of the logistics for the team, scheduling, busing, overseeing practices and the like. She convinced Normal West to create the chess program in 2010 when she knew West was about to get several students, including her son, who were interested in the game. Her daughter later played on the team, too. Scott coached them both. Kafer saw Scott's coaching style firsthand. She says he not only teaches players how to win, he also teaches them how to lose with dignity.
At the end of the game, there's always someone that's a little bit heartbroken with the results. And he is great at helping them get through that. As a young player, that's difficult. There's going to be tears and there's going to be get up and leave. And he's teaching them all the right things about that.
When two brothers go head-to-head in a game of chess, one of them is bound to lose. As Normal West senior Clayton Davis tells it, that meant his younger brother Jacob took his lumps again and again when they were younger until he got the hang of the game.
Oh, yeah, I always beat him when you're younger. And then, freshman year for me, and then sixth grade for him, he started getting better because he definitely put in a lot more time than me. You can see the growth that he'd had.
The Davis brothers are now two of the top players at Normal West. Jacob Davis, now a freshman, says those chess matches when they were little developed his love for the game and the competition.
I just think it's like really interesting. It's just, it changes all the time, and it's just fun to beat other people.
But chess is about more than just winning and losing. Coach Garrett Scott says the mental gymnastics the game requires can be a vital learning tool. He says the better chess players tend to be more successful in the real world.
Evaluation, planning, and execution are three elements of critical thinking that are useful in any sort of science and sometimes writing also.
And freshman Jacob Davis says chess helps him in the classroom, sometimes quite literally.
Even in school, like whenever I don't feel like I'm doing so well, I'll get out of my phone and play a game of chess online. And then I'll keep playing until I do well. And then once I do well, my mind gets ready and I'm all ready to go.
So what do his teachers think about that?
They don't really know.
And not to worry, Jacob is a straight-A student taking honors classes. Normal West senior Joseph Kessinger has been playing chess since kindergarten and now teaches chess at two grade schools. He says chess has helped him in the classroom by demonstrating there are no shortcuts.
It's helped me take my school more seriously, I think, because I understand more so through chess that like actions obviously have consequences, because in the game, if you make a mistake, you get punished immediately. Like doing your homework. If you don't do your homework, then your grade goes down, and you can see that.
Kessinger says in addition to twice-weekly practices, he studies chess 4 to 5 hours a night. He's considering putting off college for a year to pursue a career in chess. Coach Garrett Scott says there will always be kids who want to play chess because of the desire for competition and critical thinking, but he's noticed more students struggle with the pace of the game in this digital age.
We've got several who need to go fast, need to get it done. And chess I believe, is a valuable training device for that, to slow down, think about it. And that is not as prevalent today as it was when we went to school.
The Davis brothers also play school and club soccer, where they see parallels to chess. Jacob, for example, is the goalie.
I am like the chess player, to where I organize my team how to where we have the best winning chances. I tell my defenders where they need to be and how they need to play, I guess. And so it relates just a lot.
Older brother Clayton sees soccer as a stress release from chess and vice versa.
One weekend it'll be chess. If I have a bad weekend, the next weekend is going to be soccer. And usually that goes pretty well. And then bad weekend for soccer, next weekend's chess. It just switches back and forth. And usually the next week is better than the last week.
Jacob Davis says he's encouraged several of his soccer teammates to take up chess, but there's a stigma attached to the game that's too much for some to overcome.
There are a couple of them, but a lot of them just think it's for nerds, but it's actually pretty cool.
Senior Joseph Kessinger and junior Evan Erickson were Normal West top players of the state chess finals. They both finished with a 6 of a possible 7 points. Jacob Davis won 5 of 7 matches. Clayton Davis won 2 out of 3 matches in the finals. I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington High School finished 54th in the state finals. U High came in 66th out of the top 124 chess programs in Illinois. Whitney Young of Chicago won the title with a perfect score in 7 rounds. But in Class 3A at the recent coaches tournament, Normal West finished tops in 3A.